From WSIU News, I'm Jeff Williams. Good morning. It is Friday, June 12th. Most of the showers and thunderstorms have now moved out of Illinois into western Kentucky and western Tennessee. We'll begin to see gradual clearing through mid-morning. Look for a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon and high around 84. If you are looking ahead to the weekend, the National Weather Service says there's a slight risk of some severe weather tomorrow evening into tomorrow night. Right now, the entire region is at a level 2 or a slight risk. The National Weather Service says high wind is the primary threat, along with some possibly heavy rainfall. Tomorrow shouldn't be a total washout, though, as we're expecting partly sunny skies with only a slight chance of some widely scattered isolated showers during the morning and then again during late afternoon. Well, summer road trips are getting more expensive as gas prices approach a four-year high and travelers continue to feel the effects of inflation. A new analysis from Dunhill Travel identifies the best states for an affordable summer road trip in 2026 by comparing gas prices, hotel costs, everyday expenses, road quality, and access to attractions across the lower 48 states. Illinois ranks 48th among the best states for affordable summer road trip. Each state was evaluated based on seven key metrics, including hotel costs, gas prices, cost of everyday prices, national park sites and visits, as well as entertainment attractions and road quality. As of June 1, the average price of a gallon of regular gasoline in Illinois was $4.76. That's the fifth highest in the country. Rural King is investing $75 million in building a new store support center in Mattoon. Governor J.B. Pritzker and Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity announced the project yesterday. Rural King says it will create 100 new full-time jobs, as well as retain more than 700 jobs in Coles County. IDOT is working with the city of Mattoon to provide additional grant funding to assist with road extensions and interstate reconstruction associated with the building project. The new support center will house Rural King's leadership and support departments, including merchandising, IT, finance, human resources, and other key business functions. Rural King owner Alex Melvin says the new support center is an investment in their employees as the retailer continues to grow. He says it will ensure that they'll have the resources to support that growth. Rural King operates 18 stores in Illinois, including several in southern Illinois. The company was founded in Mattoon in 1960. Well, the tassels have been flipped, the pictures framed. You've enjoyed the post-college graduation honeymoon period. So now what? It's no surprise that going from school to the real world can bring stress, anxiety, and other mental health challenges. What matters is how you respond, according to Rachel Juhas, a psychotherapist at OSF Healthcare. She says sending out resume after resume with no job offers can lead to frustration and feeling down. Her advice is, if you're not able to find your dream job right now, find a filler.
Whether that's working at the library or, you know, even volunteer work, ways to build up your resume, or maybe you're going to be waitressing for a little bit. You know, that work doesn't just, you know, not mean anything. That's just a way where you can stay busy. You can just stay active.
Juhas says another way to cope is to get into a routine, especially if you've graduated and you don't have a job lined up. It can be really hard if you don't have things going on throughout your day. She says it's important to have a sense of purpose. And the Carbondale Public Library will launch its Plant a Seed, Read summer reading program on Monday. The program is free and open to the public. It runs for 6 weeks and will host a range of activities for children, teens, and adults. For more information and a complete list of programs happening this summer, you can visit carbondalepubliclibrary.org. Well, recapping the forecast for you on your Friday, we're going to see some clouds through mid-morning, then gradual clearing as the day goes on. It'll be much cooler today across the region. Look for high of 84. We'll have mostly clear skies tonight, an overnight low of 63. Tomorrow, starting the weekend, partly sunny. There's a slight chance we might see a widely scattered isolated shower or thunderstorm during the morning and then again late afternoon with a high of 85. Then tomorrow night, again, we'll likely see a round of showers and thunderstorms developing mainly after 7 p.m. with an overnight low of 69. And again, there is that potential for some severe storms with heavy rainfall and high winds. National Weather Service has our region at a level 2 or a slight risk of severe weather. Then on Sunday, partly sunny, again, maybe an early morning scattered shower or thunderstorm, and a high of 78. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU News.